Hi, you're listening to Radio Bucky on www.radiobucky.co.uk with Larry Duncan, and we're in the Fuckerverse Institute with Brayback. Welcome, guys, to Radio Bucky.
Well, thanks very much. Cheers.
Now, I know you've just come back from Austria. What was that like? It's a fantastic country.
A brilliant country. Yeah. Beautiful. Good food. Nice beer and nice wine, surprisingly. But no, it's a great place to tour. Great people and the scenery is incredible. So yeah, we love it.
So well, have a wee bit about your new CD, Astar. I know you've got some new instruments on it as well. I believe I read on the stuff. Is that was a deliberate thing? Or was this for you to
We invited
change the sound slightly. Is it?
Our aim was to try and include some players, some people that we'd met on our travels. That was the main aim of this particular album. We've been very fortunate to travel, you know, quite far afield in the last 5 years, Australia and New Zealand, as well as many places in Europe and Scandinavia. So, yeah, we've got some friends from all over the shop, playing and singing in their wild ways. It was a lot of fun putting together.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the hard dang a fiddle in there as well, and it's a tremendous noise. That obviously fitted in quite well with Megan on the fiddle as well, I would imagine, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of string work. We actually brought Olaf Luxengard Mjelva, the Hardanger player, we brought him over to Scotland.
Right.
So we had him in the studio, and he could work along with Megan with the fiddle, but we also, our producer, Greg Lawson, he also is a very high-level violinist, both classical and folk styles. Yeah. So we had his involvement as well. It's a strong fiddle affair.
What's the other thing? How do you all come together? I mean, I would be tempted to mention Plockton. That's not the case at all, is it?
Well, no, I think actually I was the only one that was in Plockton. but we actually all met in Glasgow.
Oh, right, okay.
So most people went to Glasgow to study music. Uh-huh. Different courses, though, not the same course, but and at different times. But Glasgow's a fantastic melting pot and an amazing scene for musicians. And I guess musicians tend to get drawn to each other through the various sessions and different things like that. And so that's how we all met, and that's how the band started.
In the early days, was it straight into what you're doing now, or did it sort of develop into the range of stuff that you do?
Ever changing. Well, I mean, we've had band members past and present as well, so
Right.
Through the years we've definitely taken on different sounds and different influences. I think that's unavoidable. We've certainly had fun kind of going on the journeys, musically speaking, and we're still enjoying seeing where it leads.
Yeah, so how's the tour? You're nearly finished. You're in Clitheroe tomorrow, is it? Clitheroe tomorrow, yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah,
right,
no, we're
following
day. We're on the radio tomorrow. And then we're going to Clitheroe on Thursday. Clitheroe, Bangor, and then Glasgow, and that's it.
That'll be,
I think, since the middle of February, that'll be around about 27 shows or something. So it's been great. We've had a great time. We've visited a lot of places that we love to go to, and we've visited some new places like Fuckerverse, and we've had an amazing time. What this is a wonderful place to play.
Yeah, you enjoy the audiences.
Amazing.
Well.
Yeah, totally great.
Yeah, of course, the Fuckerverse has got steeped in quite a lot of,
local
music, as you very well know, probably, with James Alexander and stuff, doing the Fuckerverse fiddler and stuff like that. So you can always usually get a good audience around this place.
Great.
Tell us about your album, guys. What was the key inspirations to maybe each of your favourite tracks on the album?
Well, one of my favourite tracks is Outlaws and Dreamers.
Which was a fabulous tune.
Which was sung by you, and it's a song by Dick Gaughan. It really describes, he wrote it, he's obviously a touring musician himself, and it describes life on the road, so it's one we can all relate to. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one.
I think one of my favourite tracks on the album is called Jervis Bane. It's to do with the Aboriginal crossover that we had, and got some beautiful Aboriginal singing that really works well with the Gaelic song.
I've got lots of favourite tracks, but one that we played tonight, I pronounce it wrong, Piégeoyou? Is that correct?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm asking Callum, our French interpreter. It's features Olo Demers, who plays with Levant du Nord, a Quebecois group, and Megan wrote the last tune in the style or with rhythms of the Quebecois foot tapping in mind. So it's a really happy feeling tune. It's great, really. It's quite exciting to play, and it got a few people up on their feet tonight. So yeah, it's a good feel good number.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, for the listeners, maybe you ought to run through your names and instruments that you play.
Sure.
Just for, if you could do that.
Yeah, good. Ewan Robertson from Carbridge, not too far from Bucky. guitar and I sing as well.
James McKenzie, and I come from the Isle of Lewis, play pipes and wooden flute.
Megan Henderson, come from Lochabert area, and I'm playing fiddle and singing and a bit of state dancing for you.
Callum McCrimmon, and I am from Monifieth, and I play pipes and bouzouki and whistle and stuff.
There's a half-naked guy.
Yeah. I was going to say, was it deliberate that you've got the smallest person on the stage to play the biggest instrument?
Secret to our success.
I'm only kidding you.
That's him taking his shirt off there. But James Lindsay, double bass. Great guy. Local lad almost as well.
Terrible for the sleepwalking.
Yeah, bad for the sleepwalking. But yeah, James Lindsay from the Geary.
That's great. Thanks for that, guys. Enjoy the rest of your tour, and thanks for a great night.
Hope you enjoy
tremendous, tremendous gig.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
This is Larry Duncan signing out from Radio Bucky.
The days and the hours turn swiftly to seasons. The weeks and the months quickly turn into years. The present is colored by memories of childhood, of heartache and happiness, laughter and tears. I've flown and I've driven long miles by the million, through desert forest and high mountain range, through pastures of plenty and dark city byways, a life on the move in boat, car and train. Said I would change as I aged and grew old, that memory would fade, all the things I had lived through, that the flash fire of youth would slowly turn cold. But I raise up my glass and drink deep of its flame to those who have gone in the chain, and I give my soul's promise, I give my heart's pledge to outlaws and dreamers and light.